A new issue of the Oxford American hits newsstands this week. The Southern literary magazine vanished last year without warning as its founders scrambled to find investors to save it from financial ruin. The deal that saved the publication took it to a new home miles from its birthplace in Oxford, Mississippi. NPR's Debbie Elliott prepared this report.
Arkansas?
That was the response Mark Smirnoff got when people heard he was moving the Oxford American to Little Rock. For its first 10 years, the magazine was nurtured in a town steeped in the rich tradition of William Faulkner and Mississippi's other literary giants. Its new address is 303 President Clinton Avenue, a suite of second-floor offices in an old casket factory. Smirnoff, editor and founder of the Oxford American, is happy to be sitting in any office at all.
You know, looking back, I realized that the magazine, in fact, was very close to extinction.
Last spring's issue had been sent to the printer, but there wasn't enough money to print it. There wasn't even enough money to send subscribers a postcard letting them know the magazine's plight. For 8 months, readers were in the dark while Smirnoff worked to find investors willing to keep the magazine alive. He was turned down by just about every major magazine publisher in the country when an Arkansas publishing group, At Home Media, came to the rescue.
I asked one of them, I just said, what's the deal breaker here? And then there was this silence, and they said, well, if you don't want to move the magazine to Little Rock.
So the Oxford American now calls Little Rock home. Its offices are in a newly revitalized area of downtown, just down the street from the future site of the President Clinton Library.
Well, this is the River District area, and I have learned...
Try to raise a dollar or lame enough, you know.
I got 2 cents right now. I could use a couple pennies, please. Oh, thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
Smirnoff takes out his wallet and hands over a dollar bill, one of his newly honed city skills.
I love small towns, but they're a little easy, you know, and yeah, I've had to learn all different skills. Like, you know, we just got panhandled. You know, that never happened in Oxford. And I've had to learn about parking.
There's a different energy here, Smirnoff says. One that will challenge the magazine. He'll also have hometown investors minding the business end of things, something he admits had been lacking. For years, the Oxford American stayed afloat with desperate appeals for readers to buy gift subscriptions and periodic infusions of cash from best-selling novelist John Grisham.
Before, we really didn't have a publisher. John Grisham, at my request, was listed as our publisher, but he'll be the first one to tell you that was just a figurehead. I mean, we put his name on the staff box so people would say, oh, look, John Grisham's their publisher. But, in fact, we had no publisher. And a magazine without a publisher is idiotic.
Grisham is still a major investor, but Smirnoff believes the new publisher will help the Oxford American reach a broader audience. Its current 35,000 readers are passionate about the magazine and are anxious to see it come back. But some are skeptical about the move. Longtime reader Joy Harris Philpott of Austin, Texas.
I was surprised. I was upset that the Oxford American was no longer going to be based in Oxford, but in Little Rock. I have nothing against Little Rock, but I think the Oxford American should be in Oxford.
She worries that the character of the magazine will change as it seeks new readers.
I'm eager to see what they do, but I also wonder, you know, do you save, is a magazine like a person, do you save them at all costs, or is there a point where you say, okay, you know, we need to let this go, this can't work anymore?
Editor Smirnoff believes the magazine can become profitable without changing its core mission of being a thoughtful look at the people, issues, and culture of the South. The issue out this week still features photography, original art, and articles from noted Southern writers. But Smirnoff says readers will notice a cleaner look, with more white space and some shorter sidebar items.
In this little one, we asked various people what in college changed your life and what do you most regret about your college experience. That's our kind of sidebar versus, you know, GQ asking some celebrity what's their newest car or something.
The more professional look is the work of a completely new editorial staff. Artistic director Stephen Otis came from one of At Home Media's other publications, Little Rock Monthly. He's the first to admit that this may seem an unlikely place for what's been dubbed the New Yorker of the South, but he never thought he'd be working back home in Little Rock either.
in my mind, it was always, you know, hillbilly sitting on the porch playing the banjo. But really, I came home for a visit from Seattle, and I was very shocked at, like, the people and, I don't know, the energy and the hunger. I think it's really progressive, and we're not hillbillies.
Oxford American founder Mark Smirnoff is optimistic about the magazine's future here in Arkansas, but he says don't expect to ever see the Little Rock American.
I feel like the magazine is like a person who is born with a name. You may go through all these different changes, and you may move and marry or whatnot, but you should keep your name.
The relaunch issue of the Oxford American will be available on newsstands tomorrow. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Little Rock.